Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for September 17th, 2012. In cryptid news, a new species of monkey has been identified in the Democratic Republic of Congo in Africa. While the monkey was known by locals, it was first witnessed by scientists back in 2007, and the species looks similar to the owl-faced monkey, but genetic tests have revealed this is a new individual species. This is only the second monkey discovered in Africa in the last 28 years. In UFO news, the Paradigm Research Group secured enough signatures, 25,000 of them, in a required 30-day span last year to elicit a response from the White House about their knowledge of the existence of alien life as well as knowledge and interaction of said life. In November of 2011, the White House responded with a flat no to both scenarios. Now the group has begun a new online petition geared towards the government's knowledge of the events in Roswell, New Mexico in 1947 regarding the crash of a UFO. A British filmmaker and broadcaster, Simon Sharman, has begun his own petition in the UK regarding his government's knowledge of UFOs as well as visitations from them. In the UK, the petition must secure 100,000 signatures in 1 year's time for it to be officially answered. We will have some secrets revealed later this month in September. A special lecture is taking place at the National Atomic Testing Museum in Las Vegas on September 22nd. There will be many participants, including four former Air Force colonels, as well as former UK UFO desk officer Nick Pope. Pope also promised to reveal some secrets from across the pond. Well, let's all collectively hold our breath for this wonderful news that is sure to come from this event. UFOs spotted over Leicestershire, England, back on August 23rd have been officially explained by a local UFO investigation organization. The Leicestershire UFO Research Society believes the mass sightings were caused by new quadcopters that are used by police to spot trouble from the sky. These small copters have blue and green lights, which matches the description of the 35 individual witnesses who turned in UFO sighting reports.
No, those are UFOs.
And in conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings, the 2012 calendar has dwindled down to just two events, and I will soon begin researching for the 2013 calendar for gatherings for next year. The two events left on the calendar include the Pensacola Paracon 2012, September 22nd and 23rd, in Pensacola, Florida, and the second annual Central Texas Paranormal Conference, October 8th and 9th, in Austin, Texas. For myself, in October, I will be appearing at the North Royalton branch of the Cuyahoga County Public Library and will be speaking on the subject of cryptozoology on October 2nd. I will be speaking at the Community Library in Sunbury, Ohio on October 29th at 7 p.m. and the following night, October 30th, at the Westerville Public Library, also at 7 p.m., and I will be appearing there for the fourth consecutive year. These last two events are just northeast of Columbus, and I will be offering different presentations at these events since they are so close, and both will be dealing with ghosts. Be sure to visit the Grandark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com on Facebook and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room, and I'll see you next week. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
No, those are fucking UFOs, yo.